in marine systems. As we create more opportunities for servicemen to gain skills during NS, these skills must be recognised beyond their service. Mr. Melvin Yong asked how this is being done. MINDEF and SAF are partnering SkillsFuture Singapore to include NS certificates in the careers and skills passport. We'll start a trial with selected SAF training institutes from the second half of this year. Industry-relevant skills will be mapped in each serviceman's passport. This provides government-verified records of the skills they have attained in NS, and this will help boost their employability. Mr. Kenneth Tiong asked whether NS allowances can be pegged to labour market standards such as the local qualifying salary, or LQS. Let me first assure members that we deeply value our national servicemen commitment and contributions in defending Singapore. MINDEF regularly reviews allowances and incentives for our national servicemen, and we will continue to do so. We must also understand what the LQS is and what the LQS is not. As MOM has explained, the LQS determines the number of local employees counted towards a firm's work permit and SPAS quota entitlement. The LQS is an administrative tool that ensures local workers are employed and paid meaningfully in the employment context. It is not a minimum wage or general salary benchmark for all forms of service in Singapore. So we should not draw equivalence between salaries and NS allowances, because there is a fundamental difference between the two. A salary is a transaction for labour services rendered by a worker to compensate for work done and meet living expenses and commitments. NS is a unique civic duty and contribution by all able-bodied Singaporean men